Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Oh, welcome back, American Savages, to The Savage Truth. I am your host, Cicely Davis, ecstatic once again to be back with you. If you are new to this channel, I extend you a very warm and heartfelt welcome. You chose an excellent episode to join me. I'm absolutely ecstatic to have you. Thank you for making the decision to join me in this conversation. Do me a favor, come on back next time. Tell someone else about the show. Bring them on back with you. Now, for those of you who are ride or dies, you've been with me from the beginning, or maybe it was just the last episode, that makes you someone who has returned. I appreciate your support. Not interested in doing this without you. Truly is a privilege to do this every week. Now, whether you're new or returning, I have an ask. It is consistent, and it is always this: to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review. Keep it positive on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. As we move into the haps, as you know, it's never, ever a dull moment, not with Donald Trump as president. Now, we need to talk about these Democrat lawmakers who are involved in this ICE facility melee, okay? Because they apparently don't think the law applies to them. The masks have been finally flipped. And while the left constantly screeches about democracy and the rule of law, a group of Democrat lawmakers decided those rules don't apply to them, storming a New Jersey ICE facility like radical activists instead of elected officials. That's right. You heard me correctly. Instead of working within the system, they chose chaos and they chose confrontation, putting law enforcement and staff at risk, all to score cheap political points to their activist base. Now, Congress is actually debating whether these lawmakers should actually face charges. Here's a spoiler alert. All you got to do is ask me and I'll tell you. Absolutely. They absolutely should. But let's be honest here, folks. If Republican members of Congress stormed a federal facility, okay, the left would be calling it an insurrection before breakfast and demanding immediate arrests. But because they were Democrats, throwing a tantrum over immigration enforcement, we're supposed to treat it as passion or civil disobedience. I mean, give me a break. Is this real? This wasn't a protest. It was a stunt, a political stunt that undermined the men and women of ICE who work every day, all day, to uphold the law and protect our communities from illegal activity, from these predators, from these people who don't honor our system, who we don't know who's in our country and what their intent is for our country or for Americans. And while these Democrat lawmakers are grandstanding, okay, real Americans were left wondering this: who's looking out for us? Who's standing up for us? Who's protecting us? Who's looking out for me, my family, my future, my property? Who's putting America first? This is a test for Congress. And frankly, it's a test for the rule of law itself. If lawmakers are allowed to storm federal facilities without any consequences, what message does that actually send? That the law is only enforced based on your party affiliation? Is that the message? Or that mob rule is acceptable if it's for the right narrative? It's really just time to hold these Democrats accountable across the board, not just for their actions, but for the double standards they expect to get away with and have been getting away with, especially in the last administration. We don't need more radical activism in the halls of Congress. By God, we've had enough of that. We need adults, actual, real, grown American men and women who respect the law, support law enforcement, and put America first. That's what we need. People who have an actual moral compass, who are there to do a job, is aware of the job, knows the Constitution, and will support law and order. I'm holding my breath for that. Now, I got to bring you home to Minnesota, because when I talk about the haps, there's always something going on here in this state. Now, my former opponent, Ilhan Omar, is back in the news. And we have a congressman who's actually doing the right thing and applying common sense. Okay. House Republicans circulate a petition to deport Ilhan Omar. And here we go again. Ilhan Omar is back in the headlines. And here's the shocker. It's not because she's suddenly decided to put America first. No, not at all. Nope. It's because she's allegedly holding workshops. Listen to this, folks. She's actually holding workshops to teach illegal immigrants. Yes, including Somali nationals, how to dodge ICE and skirt deportation laws. But we have a hero in this whole situation. Enters Representative Brandon Gill of Texas, who's doing what most Americans have wanted to do for years, especially someone like me, okay? Calling out the absurdity and circulating a petition to deport her, to send her back to Somalia, send her back where she belongs, send her back to where she came from. Now, before the left clutches their pearls and cries xenophobia, because you know that's what they're going to come with, let's take a minute to appreciate the sheer absurdity of this whole entire situation. We have a sitting U.S. Congresswoman actively undermining immigration enforcement while enjoying a taxpayer-funded paycheck. Ungrateful as it comes. You really can't make this stuff up, folks. Let's cut through the noise here, okay? Ilhan Omar was granted the incredible privilege of U.S. citizenship after fleeing war-torn Somalia. And what has she done with that opportunity? She spent her time demonizing the very country that welcomed her, trashing our values, lying about our history, attacking our institutions, and now allegedly helping illegal immigrants figure out how to dodge our laws. And honestly, it's like letting someone into your home out of compassion, only to have them start spray painting the walls and changing the locks. And at some point, common sense has got to kick in. It's got to step in. And thankfully, Representative Gill seems to be one of those few in D.C. still willing to use this, still willing to use his common sense. And let's not forget the glaring hypocrisy here, staring you in the face. It's slapping you right in the face. After all, folks, you are not a resident of Minnesota like I'm telling you, it's tough to deal with. The same Democrats who say no one is above the law when it's politically convenient are dead silent when one of their own is accused of actively helping people break immigration laws. If this were a Republican holding underground sessions on how to evade the IRS, they'd already be frog marched out of Congress in handcuffs, right? The clink, clink. But because it's Ilhan Omar, we're supposed to pretend this is community outreach or social justice. Give me a break. At some point, the absurdity actually turns into insult. And I think that's where most Americans are, right? Absurdity has indeed turned into insult. An insult to the millions of Americans who follow the law, who pay their taxes, and expect elected officials to do the same. It's an insult to immigrants who are now Americans who came over in our country and did it the right way. So here to Brandon Gill for having the backbone to say what we're all thinking, to say what we've all been talking about, maybe in whispers. Now, we do need to figure out how we can deport this sitting member of Congress. But the fact that we're even having this conversation says everything about how far off the rails things have gone. If you come to America, get the privilege of American citizenship, and then spend your career undermining this country, don't be surprised when people start asking if you'd be better off elsewhere. Would you be better off back in Somalia? Somewhere else? Maybe it's time we stop rewarding anti-American behavior and start electing leaders who actually like the country they represent. And yes, that means I am coming up against and charging those in the 5th District who actually go into the ballot booth 3 terms in a row and are keeping her in office. I send blame to you. That's a novel idea, huh? Oh, let's get to Kid Rock, because Kid Rock is taking it to Bruce Springsteen, and I am loving it. So grab your guitars and hypocrisy detectors, folks, because Bruce Springsteen is back on the stage. This time, not just singing Born in the USA, but practically trying to apologize for it. So on his European tour, because of course it had to be overseas, right? Springsteen decided it was the perfect time to take a swing at our beloved President Trump. Yes, of course, while standing in front of a crowd that doesn't vote in American elections, the boss, oh my gosh, what a joke, took a break from the dusty blue collar anthem routine to bash the very guy millions of working class Americans actually support. Real brave, Bruce, talking tough in Berlin instead of Jersey. Enters Kid Rock. Gotta love that guy, who didn't miss a beat and called it exactly what it was. I love this. He called it a punk move, and he's absolutely right. Springsteen's little anti-Trump tantrum felt less like political courage and more like a desperate play to stay in the good graces of the Hollywood cocktail circuit. Because nothing screams man of the people like bashing half your country while sipping wine backstage with the European elites. The guy built a career pretending to be a working class hero, but these days he's more limousine liberal than lunch pail legend. Maybe it's time he rewrote some lyrics, because glory days are over and now he's just playing the hits to stay relevant in coastal echo chambers. Look, we get it. We understand. You know, it's been a trend. Okay. Celebs have opinions. But when you start using a foreign stage to trash your own country's former president and current beloved president to the tune of 73%, mind you, it's no longer about music or free speech. It's performative activism for applause from people who have no skin in the game. That does not take courage. That is a punk move at the highest level. Kid Rock's not just defending Trump, mind you. He's defending me. He's defending you, the millions of Americans who are sick and tired of being sneered at by celebrities who wouldn't last a day in a Michigan factory or a Texas oil field. God, I love that guy. I got to figure out he's on tour right now. I got to get on that circuit. So let Springsteen keep crooning to the Paris elites. We'll take Kid Rock, a cold beer, and a little American common sense any day over him. Folks, got to talk about this. Got to bring it up. Letitia James. Letitia James. Looks like Letitia, I'm here to save democracy, James, has been caught red-handed in her own little mortgage mess. You got to love this. The same New York Attorney General who spent years screaming from every rooftop that Donald Trump inflated property values is now under scrutiny for doing what? Oh, you guessed it. Lowballing the value of her own multi-million dollar Brooklyn brownstone by hundreds of thousands of dollars to score favorable mortgage terms. Maybe that's why she was charging at Donald Trump, because that's actually what she was doing. Folks, you can't write comedy this good. You can't, except this time it's actually real. And the punchline is Letitia James herself. Let's not forget, this is the same woman who practically made it her full time job to take down Donald Trump. It's what she ate. She slept it. She breathed it. She got up in the morning with this at top of mind. It's the only reason she actually got out of bed every day, accusing him of doing the exact kind of thing she apparently did herself, because they master reflection. Okay. Her entire political identity has been built on getting Trump, supposedly in the name of justice and protecting the people. But when it came to her own finances, oh, suddenly the rules got a little fuzzy. Maybe the calculator broke. I don't know. Maybe Zillow glitched. Or maybe, just maybe, the hypocrisy is so thick it could clog a Manhattan sewer. And that's awful damn thick, folks. This is the problem with the left's morality circus. Sooner or later, the ringmaster trips over her own high horse. If Letitia James really believed that misstating property values is some grave threat to democracy, she should be cuffing herself and handing herself over the keys to the state. Because we all know how this game works. When Trump does it, it's a felony. When Letitia or the Dems do it, it's a clerical oversight. The American people are tired of this double standard. They see right through it. The only thing inflated more than property values in New York is the egos of Democrats who think the law only applies to their political opponents. And that, my friends, for this week is the Savage Truth. Let's take another look at some savage soldiers returning home. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, folks, as always, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.